I didn't have the money to repair it. So I went to the dean and my advisor in sequence, and I said, I have a problem. The transmission fell out of my car, and you have me in a 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. class. If you could please just transfer me to the afternoon sections of those classes, I would appreciate it because of this car problem. There was a neighbor who was a rancher who was going to take me in at 11 o'clock. My advisor was this cowboy-looking guy with a handlebar mustache dressed in a tweed jacket. He said, well, son, after looking at your transcript at Reed College, I can see you have yet to learn that everyone has to make sacrifices to get an education. Request denied. So I went to the dean. Same treatment. His voice grew tight. He was describing things that had happened over 30 years ago, but the memory still made him angry. At that point, I realized here I was, knocking myself out to make the money to make my way back to school, and it's the middle of the Montana winter. I am willing to hitchhike into town every day, do whatever I had to do, just to get into school and back, and they are unwilling to do anything for me. So bananas. And that was the point I decided I could do without the higher education system. Even if I couldn't do without it, it was sufficiently repugnant to me that I wouldn't do it anymore. So I dropped out of college. Simple as that. Chris Langan's experiences at Rita, Montana State represented a turning point in his life. As a child, he had dreamt of becoming an academic. He should have gotten a PhD. Universities are institutions structured, in large part, for people with his kind of deep intellectual interests and curiosity. Once he got into the university environment, I thought he would prosper. I really did, his brother Mark says. I thought he would somehow find a niche. It made absolutely no sense to me when he left that. Without a degree, Langan floundered. He worked in construction. One frigid winter, he worked on a clam boat in Long Island.